that you should still send yourself to me, that you should arrive and attend like this when there's no reason, when actually there may be contrary reasons, remains the one phenomenon to me most wonderful. Please lie back a moment. Raise your arm. I love to see how the heart buries its point in your groin so dearly, though it would be nothing without its upward rounding and flexioning over your belly. Don't you believe what you've been told, that now Valentines are grievous? All the more for those as old as we are. Still you come, still you present this heart with its swelling curves. In wintertime, I work all night for quiet, and then go out to watch the dawn. How February's bright stars fade so that only knowing, the mind, can tell they're there. Strange that the light should be a concealment. Yet I think that's how it is with us, we who are enlightened, who know sex and the hurt of sex. Yes, the era's learning so necessary. But still the older and farther, farthest lights shine behind the day. There for our minds or something in us to remember. Thank you. sweetly, smilingly. When I come in, you throw the covers back, an unconcealment, sending from sleep your Valentine. In the light, the windows shed, ice laced on your warm bed.